It's very exciting. I'm so out of sync with the world, I've almost come full circle. In fact, if I carry on at this rate, I'll soon be ahead of the game. You see, something quite remarkable has just happened. It's April the 3rd, and I've just had a cracking little Sunday sail, my first of the season, aboard Marlin. That may not sound much to you, but believe me, it's almost epoch-making. When I first started reading PBO, that was before I bought a boat, I quickly grasped that what you're supposed to do is catapult your boat in on April the 1st, go sailing absolutely every weekend, and take whole holidays too, while simultaneously baking loaves, practicing man overboard drill, climbing the mast quite a lot, filing passage plans, doing sums, dismantling and rebuilding your loo quicker than a bloke in a balaclava on YouTube can do an AK-47. That, by the way, that's endless fun if you make a game of it. Taking sun sights, i.e. there it is up there in the sky, and studying to become a Grand Jedi RYA RAF Yachtmaster Guru Extraordinaire Black Belt Instructor Examiner. All of this while trying not to hit anything and constantly watching your telltales, which increases the likelihood of hitting something. I've consumed PBO avidly, perhaps rabidly, for yonks now, and I know that anything less is just plain slacking. True, it's remorseless, but it doesn't end there, because come October the 1st, you've got to haul your boat out and spend every weekend and whole holidays too, doing essential repairs and upgrades, adding extra stories, conservatories, loft extensions, rubbing, scrubbing, scraping and buffing, taking sextant sights, i.e. there it is over there on the shelf, and going to night school at least 7 nights a week as part of your continuous personal development program to upgrade your Jedi RYA ticket into full-on global ninja overlord. The only thing you don't have to do is the man overboard drill, because it hurts too much on concrete. According to PBO, anything less is just plain slacking. Now, when I got my sailfish in 2004, I vowed that I would follow the PBO regime with evangelical zeal. That's a kind of gel coat cutting compound, I believe. Well, that was my intention, but like a lot of great sailors, and really awful ones too, I'm extremely superstitious, and it does seem tempting Providence a little too far to throw your boat in on April the 1st. And that's why I settled on April the 2nd, but that's never happened either. Neither has the 3rd until now. And that's because every year British summertime catches me on the hop. So does spring, and for that matter summer, autumn and winter too. It's been like that ever since I started sailing, and the cumulative effect means I'm virtually sailing in a different time-space continuum. That's one point of sail not covered in the collision regs. And that could explain why, as I'm wafting up and down the Blackwater past the boatyards in Maldon, no one responds to my cheery but very insistent waves. Mostly, they're diving off ladders into 1-inch deep paint trays of someone else's antifouling. And there I am, wafting and waving, and feeling a wee bit smug. That's because I've discovered a top dodge. You see, I kept my boat in commission throughout the winter on a pontoon mud berth in Maldon. Naturally, I didn't go sailing. It was blooming freezing. And a Sailfish 18 has about as much thermal insulation as a soggy thong. But, and here's the really clever bit, as Marlin was in commission, it meant that ipso facto and by definition, Marlin was not laid up ashore. And that meant, as she was not laid up, that I couldn't do all the jobs I'd read about over the winter in PBO, especially the ones involving diving off ladders into someone else's antifouling. It all felt fantastically guilt-free, but there's a catch. As I was wafting and waving insistently at the folk ashore in a different time-space continuum, I started to notice little things that needed attention on Marlin in this time-space continuum. Now I'm going to be the one in a parallel universe. Once they've lifted in everybody else, the boatyard's going to have to lift me out, so I'm still out of sync. Worse yet, on the day of the royal wedding, I was planning to go to IKEA. After all, the aisles will be empty. But now I'm going to have to spend it diving off ladders. But at least I'll be landing in my own antifouling. Come to think of it, that doesn't make it any better. See you on the water soon, I hope.